You've made it.
Welcome to the digital Docklands. Silicone Docks. The future.
In the center there, the striking red lights halting you to a stop. Look up and think back on the journey we've taken together. Consider how far we've come. New, bright, shiny, squeaky clean, angular box-like, tall, grey buildings, amongst a speckling of crane.
The buildings are not as tall as you'd see in Hong Kong, New York, Dubai. Still, our little Dublin port skyline seems futuristic to its former self. With budding scientists, tech gods and digi-geniuses inside these towering constructions. An area with some of the best human capital in the world. Better than ever before. Changed.
The home of many major global corporations, Google, Accenture, Airbnb, Indeed, Facebook's European headquarters sits on the corner of this square, Misery Hill. Its name, a reminder of the past.
Once a departure point for lepers leaving medieval Dublin, on their way to go on pilgrimage to Camino de Santiago. Many didn't make the journey. Those who did not get admitted into the hospital on Hawkins Street suffered miserably on this very street. Hence its name, Misery Hill.
Centuries passed, industrialization, the largest port in the world, the soul of the city. Shipyards, factories, mills, workers processing incoming and outgoing goods.
A space that has been reimagined time and time again. The threat of something newer, always on the horizon.
I know nothing about Facebook or Google. Google and Facebook weren't there in my day.
I never saw so many buildings.
Cranes all over the place.
We went on the Lewis last week from...
And the walls are grey, aren't they?
Most walls are all grey, yeah. And all the new apartments are all grey.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be that much. I think it would be very similar.
I'd say it would be very similar. So. Yeah. Because people are going to go on living and living in state gardens. That's not going to go ever.
No.
And families are going to leave the
with all the new apartments and everything they've put up.
That would still be the same.
Yeah.
I don't think there could be any change made.
I wouldn't think so.
There isn't the space anywhere in the area to do anything to it, no.
It's always a question, do you throw good money after bad? But there reaches a point you have to stop. If the idea is a bad idea, change the plan.
Dublin keeps changing. You can't hold on to the past. You can appreciate it and look into the future. Port's Past and Present project is funded by the European Regional Development Fund through the Ireland-Wales Cooperation Programme.